Beloved ones of God's heart, I come in response to the request of the cosmic law, and I bring to you activities of the angelic host that I trust will make your way easier and leave with you the blessing that love wants you to have. May you feel the reality and the power of those activities of the angelic host, which are ever awaiting an opportunity to bring manifestations into the physical world that establish perfection for eternity. Great is the love of those mighty beings, and great is the opportunity for their assistance to mankind when some will give them the attention of the outer self and the call of the heart for their love from their realm of life to come and abide with the children of earth, that they may know what the love of the mighty heart of creation means to the universe around them. It is my privilege to open the door into our realm of light. And I trust you will be conscious of its more dazzling presence ever about you, and may you feel its healing radiance and love to command in this world all that you contact to yield to you the perfection of God. The realm of the angelic host is magnificent and beautiful and powerful beyond anything that we can describe to you. But we want you to feel through your own feeling world the power of our light, which is our love from the great central sun brought to earth to assist those who look Godward and are trying to reach up and hold to perfection. The power of the angelic host is that always of love. I'm the sacred fire, which is the concentration of that love into outer action, comes forth ever at our command to render assistance wherever possible. And now, since it is my privilege to have come into the lower atmosphere of Earth, I bring to you the blessings and the awareness of those of the angels and the other beings of the angelic host who are awaiting an opportunity to clothe you with power for more conscious cooperation. I trust you will feel our nearness. I trust you will use the light of our love in your outer activities. And I trust we shall make you feel our presence frequently, even in the midst of outer turmoil. The sacred fire and the eternal light of the love from our great realm of life is ever seeking an onward path through mankind in this world, where we may establish our perfection to take its dominion in the outer world's activities until all behold us face to face. In the mighty blessings that have come to you from the magnificent beings who have loved you so much, I love you so long, and have been so patient with you throughout the ages. Those beloved ones have called us into outer action to more quickly fulfill your calls and to establish a stronger guard about your activities. From the heights of creation ever flows the light of eternal love. And because mankind have created shadows in the human distress of the outer world, then the hour strikes when there must come from heights incalculable the descent of the beings of the sacred fire, the descent of the light of eternal love, and the descent of power that is at once instantly in full command. And so, as we offer you from our great realm the power of the angelic host, try to feel it very tangible within your own feeling world. Try to absorb it and feel the light of our power, and try to dwell within it, even though in the midst of outer chaos. And you will find ever abiding by your side those beings who love you and who love to protect you as you move forward in greater activity to release the blessings that you are yet to give to mankind en masse. You are the open door through whom great blessings will come to the people of earth. And I am one of the guardians of that door. At the present time, I guard it alone, but there are others who are in cosmic capacity also the guard of that open door, if a guard is required. You represent that open door to mankind. And so there must flow through that the light from our octave that love alone creates. So if you listen for the harmonies from our octave, as you hear them, you will see the light. Our love sings its way through creation and ever produces the luminous beauty of everything that will bless mankind. And not one shadow comes forth from those who dwell within our realm. For almost 5 years, I have been waiting for this opportunity. And so my love has increased during that time, as has my desire to pour it forth to you for outer use. And I trust you will not forget to use it and remember me in my offer for its release to the earth and to you all. Thank you, precious ones, with all my heart. Won't you be seated, please? Love must come from great cosmic heights at this time in the shape of the sacred fire. And as you have called this forth into outer physical conditions, we have watched your desire expand and your determination to call this forth ever increase through your conscious calls. Therefore, we are adding now to your calls the release of more of this power that must come into physical conditions if they are to be purified and corrected. The angelic host are the bearers of the sacred fire as well as the great light rays from cosmic heights of life's tremendous activity. And so, when mankind need us, we come and offer our love, for we know not but its service to life. And wherever we abide, we are clothed in its light, into which no discord can enter. And now we offer you the light of our love to enfold you, that you may have more power with which to render service, that you may have more protection against the shadows, and that you may have more illumination to reveal to you ahead of time the things you will need to know. If you understood how wondrous are the activities and the service of the angelic host, you would want to remember them hourly. And I bless you all for giving us as much recognition as you have. And the more you recognize us, the more we will recognize you. And we will hold the balance, thus, in outer conditions by our response to your call to us. Do not feel that we are far away. Do not feel that it takes time for us to come. Swifter than light is the quick descent of our presence at your call from heights indescribable to the mind of man. And when you understand the oneness of God's life and the sacred fire of eternal love, you will know that its quick descent in response to your call is practically instantaneous. You might wonder how we know of your call. Since we know of your life and your existence, and since we are one with your beloved I Am presence, there is not a breath apart when that cosmic love moves into action to accomplish its mighty purpose of purifying the earth and raising all that is constructive into greater expansion and greater service and greater blessing to the universe around you. I have listened for a long while for the call from the hearts of the people of earth. I have listened a long time. And I have ever been ready to answer every call. And since the calls have come to us through the mighty Saint Germain's I Am activities, we are ever ready to hold the guard about you and clothe you with everything that will enable you to serve him more wondrously in your outer world. And may I say to you, there is nothing the outer world requires quite so much at this time as our presence. Little does mankind understand the power we wield, the service we offer, and the love we can bestow. We have been denied and defied through the centuries, and yet we have been recognized and loved and worshipped through the centuries. And so we ever seek, through those who know of our reality, to bring about the blessings that will enable the rest of mankind to be absolutely certain of our presence, accept our reality, and give us the cooperation by which we may help all. After all, everything that is constructive on earth today needs our guarding presence to protect it. And so those who are reaching to the constructive way of life are naturally the ones to whom we come first and offer the best we have. From heights of power unbelievable to the human intellect, there can come assistance to you all in times when some of you scarcely know you need it. And yet I say to you, every moment you need the light of our love to abide with you, to travel with you, to dwell within you, and to expand through and around you in order to keep the blessings and the power from our octave ever flowing in and around you until your service to life is finished in this world. You have called for greater protection, and so the call has been answered by those of us who have the power to protect, who know how to protect, and who, to a very large degree, can tell you ahead of time when you are going to need that protection. So your awareness of our presence with you will automatically enable our protection to abide with you And may our flame of love stand between you and everything of the outer world's disturbance. We can bring you power of accomplishment which comes from love alone, not the love as you know it, the love from the great central sun that bestows its boundless power and infinite perfection upon the extension of itself, upon each life flame. Who will open the door and let the blessings flow? So now, since I have been guardian of that door, and which I still am, I offer you tonight the opportunity for it to swing wide, so far as each of you is concerned, and let the blessings of our realm flood you and your world for your use in very practical ways. The angelic host are going to manifest to mankind in ways that cannot be denied. Thank you, precious ones. For just a moment, while you are standing, I wish to say some of those manifestations are to come through the pageant and moving picture of I Am Come, because you have given us the opportunity and have opened the door by which we may act in your world to bless you and through you bring to mankind the proof of our reality, the release of our power, and the light of our enfolding love, that all shall see and all shall feel, and one day all must be. Thank you. Won't you be seated, please? So in entering into the lower atmosphere of Earth tonight, it is with great happiness that I can make you aware of myself in a very tangible, powerful way. And I hope, and I feel certain, that you will be aware of my presence and the presence of others of the angelic host quite tangibly, perhaps several times each day. And if we can dwell together in the release of this power and light of our love, you will find growing rapidly in the mental and feeling world of mankind the acceptance of our presence and the call for our help. And this is what we require to render still greater assistance. And so we have come to you as the open door through which we may all release to the earth the sacred fire of eternal love, whose miracles will never cease, and whose miracles are all-powerful everywhere throughout the universe. So the door I hold open tonight invites you into our realm during the time when the body rests in sleep. If you ask to come, we can give you assistance, which you will feel when you awaken in the morning, in the tangible physical flesh body. You will feel the power, the reality, the love, and the peace which entered into you as you come to us each night and dwell within our realm of power and light and love and peace. And as you bring it back into the outer self, will you find the day giving you its blessings with a great joy, and each day will be the anticipation of greater joy, until you will find that the love of the angelic host is the day star that leads you to heights without limit and to peace eternal, and clothes you with power to do anything, so long as the great God presence, the mighty I Am, is loved and worshiped and recognized and obeyed. So as we enter into closer association through the production of I Am Come, you will find more of our blessings ever attending you and all of our power ever ready to assist you as you go forward and reveal to the world the beauty and the power and the love of the beings in our realm of life. May our realm and yours become one now, and as the greater expansion of this activity of the mighty Saint Germain reaches into the hearts and minds of mankind, it will carry the conviction of our reality and our love and our ever-blessing presence to abide with those who begin to recognize our existence and our power to assist mankind to be free. There are many beings in the realm of the angelic host whose beauty will make you speechless with love and adoration, because it blesses with such power that it brings those beings close to you, and then again, once more, you will live in God's world of the happiness and the purity and the love that is your eternal heritage. May you feel the peace of my love and the power of its light ever clothing you at all times with whatever you require, until abiding with you, it becomes your world forever. And may you forever, forever, and forever dwell in the heart of my love and be its victorious command to the earth wherever you abide, until it illumines everything with the light of eternity. Thank you. with all my heart. Beloved listening angel, thank you for your love and your presence with us tonight. Never leave us. Let us become to mankind and to life that which you are now, until no longer can the shadows ever keep any flame of God in the distress of earth, when the love of the angelic host stands ready to set free. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly for that limitless outpouring of such love from the angelic host as shall manifest around us all the victory and power and protection of God that holds command, while the mighty I Am Presence fulfills its divine plan through each of us for the purity and freedom and protection of America, and the victory of light and peace eternal to the earth, for the ascension of all as soon as possible, according to wisdom, the great divine plan. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in your power of love to the angelic host, and make us know all that they mean to us in the world. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, precious listening angel. Blaze through us the fulfillment of your heart's desire for those under this radiation, and hold command wherever we abide. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaros, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we call to your heart's flame as never before to clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Blaze it with such power, beloved Arcturus, can expand the unfed flame in our hearts to become one in the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress the love from the angelic host, let there be the end of everything that is of distress or limitation to those under this radiation, until our ascension is complete. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious one. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you. We love you.
We love you.
We thank you. We thank you.
We thank you. Our beloved, my God, Saint Germain, Jesus, Daddy, Thomas, and the great divine director, all the ascended masters, the angelic host, the cosmic being, and of course, of the elements.
Our beloved, Mama.
Our beloved Donna Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved invincible God victorious attorneys and accounts, all of the group leaders and I Am students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, charged with the one mighty stroke of that world-enfolding flame of such love from the angelic host, that which is of human creation can never move again, and that let it be forever consumed from the universe. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer hands and use of those under this radiation. Expanded in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. And we thank thee. Now, as we return these physical flames, the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey the heart center of creation, our heart's call, for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the sacred fire and miracle love from the heart of creation, and every power of assistance from the angelic host to come swiftly into the lower atmosphere of Earth and do that which they alone can do to set all free.